This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
I'm going to start with Bill Cosby. He was sentenced yesterday 3 to 10 years. Looks like he has been transferred to a maximum security state prison. TMZ is saying he was taken late last night. I have his official inmate number. There's a new mugshot. There's a couple mugshots out there if you want to see them. It's a maximum security facility, houses some of the most violent offenders in the state. It's pretty new. Has about 3,800 beds. They're taking the necessary precautions to make sure he's safe. And long-term goals for him to go into the general population. So there you go. He's in the big house now. Here are the top songs in the country at this moment. This is the Billboard Hot 100. At number 100, Lil Mosey, a song called Noticed. And by the way, this is debuting in 100th
place. I don't know this guy. Yeah. Let's hear this.
See if you can figure out what he's saying.
No.
Is that the mumble? The mumble
rap stuff? Oh, absolutely. This is as mumble as it gets, isn't it? I heard floating.
Philip, at all first.
Right. That's too
Lil
bad.
Lil Mosey. He's 16 years old.
So he'll be little for a few more years.
There's not a lot going on there. I mean, what's it take?
Good for him. 100th place. Where he debuted. Skipping up to number 10. 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood. Hotline.
That's pretty hooky.
At number 9 is Travis Scott, Sicko Mode. Coming in at number 8 is 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murda Beats. This peaked at number 3. This is Fifi. Or Fefe.
Man, that sounds exactly like a Lil Wayne song.
Well, Lil Wayne should get on that.
It's almost like a cover. It's so close. Trippy.
Kanye West and Lil Pump are at number 7. I love it.
All right. No, I don't even want to play
you
that.
You can't even really play that. I'm a sick blank.
Yeah,
I like a quick blank.
A lot going on there.
That's really the whole song.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
You don't?
It's weird. There's a few songs I don't like. But that one's called I Love It. This one's called I Like It. And it's number 6, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin, I Like It. That's a former number 1. Number 5 is Post Malone, Better Now. Number 4 is Juice WRLD, Lucid Dream, Inside My Grave.
You want me dead.
Eminem has a debut in 3rd place. This is the first time on the charts. Killshot.
So this is not on his album that was previously released.
This is the answer to the answer that Machine Gun Kelly gave to his call out on the record.
That's correct. Yeah, so now it's a little rap battle beef that we have going on.
So he put out that record and he name called Machine Gun Kelly.
Right.
Said that guy sucks. And then that guy immediately put out a rebuttal song. And this is the rebuttal to that rebuttal. This is called Killshot Eminem. I mean, I think he's the wrong guy to pick a fight with, but I don't pick a lot of fights, so I don't, you know.
Machine Gun Kelly's response wasn't bad, though. I mean, the original one.
She named herself after a gun with a man bun.
I know.
That's so good.
That's the line.
Oh, ouch. Ow.
Hey.
You're like, I'm in the big house too.
Stop
now.
It.
Oh. Oh, my butt. Anyway.
I'm going to let my machine get the phone for a while.
Here's some good news. guess what isn't number one this week?
Drake.
Drake, in my feelings. Oh, too bad, I guess his feelings are so hurt now. We don't even play it. See? Number one is Maroon 5. Okay. Maroon 5 is number one. Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. Girls Like You. Guys Like Me. So this is your Super Bowl halftime show, it looks like. Last I heard is Maroon 5 is going to do a set or however long. You know, it's only 20-something minutes or something. And then Cardi B's in the middle of negotiations. She's trying to get her own couple songs thrown on there as well. She doesn't want to just go there and just do.
Was she the one that just canceled with Bruno Mars?
She was.
Because she had her baby.
Yes. Yeah, she didn't want a tour. Yeah. And so, which is fine. I don't know. I don't think they get paid to do this halftime show.
They don't.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
So she'll just go, and that'll be a fun one-off for her. And I mean, who doesn't want to do the Super Bowl?
Well, yeah. Not for no money. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess if you have enough money, though, it's the biggest show you could ever possibly be asked
or
to
do. Certainly going
to
help promote.
Help your album sales and help your ticket sales.
She would have to be clean, though, right? She curses a lot.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they actually were saying that might be one reason that the NFL is possibly not going to make it happen, because they're trying to keep it all on the up and up.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
She's done late shows where she is able to not, you know, say the words that she says.
I think she likes her position, current success level. I don't think she'd be trying to tube that. Sure. MIA, on the other hand, went right for trouble.
Mm. And was she the one who flipped out the camera?
Yeah, she was with Madonna. It was Madonna, right?
I think so.
I think she came out with Madonna and flipped off the camera and was in huge trouble for a long time by it.
And where is she now? I'm sure she's around.
Well, she's probably fine, but I think they tried to sue her.
Well, she probably signed something that said, I won't do anything like that.
Yeah, I think they tried to sue her, and I think they tried to make trouble for her going forward.
Mm. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
I have amazing news.
Oh, good.
Tonight on TV, the 20th season finale of Big Brother is at 9:30. So it's going to actually air after the season premiere of Survivor. The 37th season. Oh, it's so exciting.
They so don't love me.
What do you mean?
They're just not starting this early enough for people who have to go to bed.
8 o'clock tonight. And that runs till 9:30. So an hour and a half of Survivor and then... an hour and a half of Big Brother after that. Childish Gambino is still dealing with the foot injury. This was the thing that made him cancel his gig Sunday, cut his gig short Sunday night. Yesterday he announced that he's postponing tonight's show in LA, and more announcements could be coming, and this is terrible news because he's supposed to be in Oakland tomorrow night.
Oh no.
Seattle Saturday, Vancouver Sunday. His rep is saying, postponed, not canceled. My guy played through the pain, but has to sit out some dates back before the year's over.
That's too bad.
Yeah, so they're saying more announcements could be coming. As of right now, the Oakland show's on. That's really all I've got.
You said tomorrow night is supposed to be on?
Tomorrow night it's Oakland.
Where is it?
It does not say this particular story.
I love seeing someone so young and so incredibly talented and so incredibly successful. Like, he's doing it all, right, man. He just did the movie Solo. He's a writer. Is he in Atlanta?
He is.
I haven't seen that show, but apparently that's incredible. And then selling tours
and he's a touring comedian. He has I want to say there's a special on Netflix that I
watched. There is, yeah, I watched.
And it's funny. He's
good
great
for him. Sad to see, you know, dumb injury hold him back, but wow.
Agreed. Anyway, I guess, you know, whatever's going on with his foot, it's ongoing, because even before he injured himself and walked off the stage in Dallas, he's been showing up in wheelchairs with a foot brace on at various places, and I guess he plays through it. And I got a lot of Cosby stuff here. I mean, you have the basic gist of that. If you're Thor...
What?
And really, right now, only one guy is. His name's Chris Hemsworth. He's married to a chick named Elsa Pataky.
How are they doing?
Good.
Oh, good.
They seem to be doing really well. He's got some kids. You know, don't you follow him on Instagram?
I do, yeah.
You're always showing me little. He's funny, you know. He's a funny dude who sort of gets who he is and seems to be very much enjoying all the things that are coming to him. Can someone look up what he's worth right now? Because, man, he is spending a lot of money on this house that the neighbors hate. This is in Australia.
I don't get it.
He's basically building what looks like a shopping mall.
60 mil.
Oh, he's building it.
Mm-hmm. He's worth only $60 million?
Yeah.
Well, so far he's
that's a lot of money. I mean,
not considering that he's already put $8 million into this house he's building, and it really does look like the scaffolding outline of a hilltop mall. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
There's mixed reports. It says between 60 to 90 mil.
I'm sure
superhero movies do pay.
They do, and then probably continue to pay. Those things will air and air and air and air and air. He'll be getting quarterly checks from them forever. So this building is, you know, can you see if you can pull up the shots so that Vinny can see it? I believe these are all drone shots from overhead. And I'll hand you this one if he can't find it when I'm done with the story. But basically, they're calling it a monstrosity. This
Damn.
Is in Byron Bay. How finished is it in the shots you're seeing? The shots I'm seeing, it is a full-on construction
site.
Yeah,
it still looks like a construction. It's, being built.
And they're calling it a fortress. There's
zoom in on
a
this.
Ton of concrete, or many thousands of tons of concrete.
There are no neighbors anywhere near there. What are they worried
the
about?
Scroll down.
There's a few, but the problem is that it's up high. So it's going to be
in
people's
sight
lines, apparently. So they've also cut down a huge chunk of the forest in order to put it in there.
Could you see, Brink, in that picture, could you see the coast? He's that the guy that surfs.
Right, that's the coast.
Is that the coast? Yeah.
I don't know if this is part of his property, but there's definitely settlements around there. I'm not sure if he walks through this property. It's really hard to tell. Maybe he owns 1,000 acres there. But anyway, they're saying that it dwarfs everything else in Byron Bay, which is where it's being built. They've been going at it for a year. $8 million.
Oh, there's the beach right there.
$8 million so far. Can I?
All right.
Can I see the shot?
He's right on the beach. It's not as far as that one shot makes it look.
So, do you think that this is part of his compound?
No, absolutely not. These are all the other houses all around.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's humongous.
Good for him.
Yes, it's wonderful. So,
it pays to be Thor.
It does, apparently. The estate is expected to feature a huge swimming pool, steam room, gym, luxury spa, and I guess, once they get it built, they can just ride behind the castle
and
walls.
A 3-minute bike ride to the ocean.
Right. Man. That's what it looks like. He's right there. Anyway, congratulations, Thor. Yeah, looks pretty
I wouldn't want a house that
look,
big
look
necessarily, but to be able to just
huge that is.
Ride up to the beach like that.
Yeah, that looks pretty great. God, look at that. It is like a fortress. It looks like all the outdoor space is in the middle of those walls. Because he doesn't have he's up on a cliff, it looks like, doesn't it? That's crazy. Anyway, good for him. Congratulations on being Thor. Ryan Reynolds.
What about him?
It's hot. That's the whole story. He is jumping on the booze bandwagon.
What
Everybody
do you mean?
Makes their own
getting
booze.
Getting his own booze, right.
And then sells it off. So he's got a gin company.
Gin.
I know.
Ugh. Yuck.
I think the name of it is Aviation American Gin. Gin. Aviation American. Maybe. Anyway, he's partnered up, it looks like, with Virgin Atlantic. So Richard Branson is going to start serving the stuff on flights.
Oh.
He said, Sir Richard has promised to teach me the difference between revenue and profit, so I'm beyond excited. let's see. They're going to launch their collaboration, I believe, this weekend. And I guess both Richard Branson and Ryan Reynolds are going to appear in ads. I mean, Clooney and his partners, they sold Casamigos for $1 billion. So Matthew McConaughey, Drake, Bob Dylan. They've all also formed their own. They all just went, oh, man, that looks pretty.
McConaughey was just trying to sell me wild turkey last night.
Funny.
Him and Andre 3000.
Oh,
they were on the same commercial?
They're on the same commercial selling me wild turkey. I was like, no.
Will Smith turned 50 yesterday, and he celebrated by, I don't know, trying to give himself a heart attack. He got up in a helicopter. His whole family was there. Oh, and by the way, this was a whole live broadcast that I guess Carlton from The Fresh Prince, Alfonso Ribeiro, he hosted like a live stream of this whole thing. So,
was that on YouTube or something?
Probably. You know, somewhere on the internet. Yeah. I'm sure if you looked for it, you could have found it. So he jumped into the Grand Canyon from a helicopter on a bungee cord.
Oh.
Which has to be, I mean, oh boy, there he goes.
There he goes backwards.
I wonder when he starts to, oh boy, that's a long
awesome.
Drop. So he drops in. I wonder when he hits the bottom of the bungee, does the helicopter
probably
get dipped
not.
Down?
What but if he were to just, bounce up and hit the blade?
The bounce.
Oh my God.
I'm sure they know. I'm sure they figured that out. Wow.
They're just dipping him down into the canyon. That must be a pretty amazing jump. So, let's see.
When I bungee jumped, there were a few people who had skydived, whatever. And they were saying, this is so much scarier than skydiving. You're like, you see
right
the ground
there.
And the whole thing.
You're jumping.
So
you're sailing toward the fast approaching hard pack.
Right.
I don't know if he's one of those skydiver types, but that was a pretty bold move he just made. You got to look at that video.
He said
people.
He was terrified. The crazy part about it was that his whole family was loaded into the helicopter. Mm-hmm. Like he's got the three kids and Jada. And so there was no room for him in the helicopter. So he stood on the outside as the thing took off and took him over, and there was no question he was going to follow.
Oh,
he was going.
Oh, my hands would already be so sweaty. I wouldn't be able to stay on.
I know. Anyway, that's a nice way
to hear some of
sure,
his reaction here.
Okay.
All right. He's watching his own video after the jump.
Oh, you're really falling multiple times, I mean, before you finally settle down.
Look at how full of adrenaline he is right there.
Pretty pumped up.
Oh, my God. My hands are sweating right now looking at
gnarly.
That.
Okay, I have one more just quickie for you, and this is a yes or no question. Do you believe this story?
Okay.
Rapper Lil Xan, X-A-N, mm-hmm. Lil Xan, ended up in the hospital after overdosing on Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, man.
I don't believe it.
He posted a video saying, I just want to let everybody know I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos and it ripped something in my stomach open and I puked a little blood.
I don't believe it.
I also don't believe it, but that's his story and he's sticking to it.
Huh.
He used to date Miley Cyrus's little sister, Noah. And last month he gave Billy Ray a rainbow bong and some weed for his birthday. Billy Ray had a nice. And this guy, flaming red hot Cheetos. Don't eat too many of them. Just a warning, just in case. In case he's telling the truth, careful.
If you're Billy Ray, aren't you like, son, get off my porch. Get out of here. You just handed me weed and a bong?
Yeah. Happy birthday, sir.
All right.
I know. Yay.
Slam.
What's coming up?
So much stuff, including a game.
Oh, I love games. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Okay, you guys, listen.
Yes.
Big announcement. Mm-hmm. Major announcement. We weren't supposed to announce this before 7, so here we go. Michael Franti. In 59 seconds, if I'm going to die tonight, I want heaven. Hey, hey, with you. Oh, nice. God, I love Michael.
I know.
I do too.
Longtime friend of the show. Like, mm-hmm. Just such a great, giving person.
My kid loves him too. My God.
I was thinking, how many times have I seen him? He's seen him probably more than I've seen anybody.
So, Michael.
Oh, I don't know. Trains up there, I guess.
Is doing. He has his own film. Coming down. I missed the joke, damn it.
I'll tell you later.
All right. Say it again.
I said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know.
He has a film. He's got his own film, you guys.
Wait, what?
It's so cool.
Sorry, I missed it. I missed the announcement. What did you say?
Michael Franti has a film, and it's called Stay Human.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
Is
what's the name
like
of his
documentary?
What's the name of his charity?
Do It for the Love.
Do It for the Love.
Oh, okay.
But he's Stay Human is his whole thing. Like he's got human across his guitar,
sure.
He's, you know, that's his whole thing. Michael Franti's Stay Human film screening and acoustic performance is happening November 17th. It's a Saturday at the Norse
Human,
Theater.
Were you involved with this film?
I was not. No.
What?
How is that possible?
I mean, I
possible?
Was there a couple times when he filmed, but outside of that, I didn't.
Tell me about the film. Is it? I mean,
I haven't seen it yet. I was going to go see it at the Mill Valley Film Festival.
But you must know the whole deal is that it's a documentary. It's not a work of fiction, right? This sounds like Michael Franti documenting his life and his Stay Human. That's what he's trying to do. He is also going to be doing an acoustic performance that night.
Oh, cool.
So it's a big deal if you get tickets for this. We'll take call number 9-800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to this. It's going to be an incredible night. You get to watch the film, see the
Michael
acoustic performance,
is
and he's doing a Q&A.
Beyond charming, and there's no doubt that his vibe is gold. Like, it's you catch it, and you just feel better.
You'll be, like, high for a week.
Yeah, you get, like, around someone like that who's truly it.
He has something that I've never seen it in anybody else.
Right.
Like he is an
I've seen people
amazing
fake
human
it.
Being. Absolutely. You can just tell. The longer you're around here, the surer you are that there's nothing being faked here.
Right.
Like the first few times you meet him, you're like, he is really good at making everyone feel good. Like he's not making any, like he's just, that's just who he is. It's incredible actually. So I'm sure this is gonna be a super uplifting film. So he is the director. So basically, he's going to do a Q&A as the director of this film, Stay Human. There'll be a whole Q&A session about the film, and then he's going to do an acoustic set with, it looks like, Carl Jung and Victoria Canal. So he's got a little setup going on there, and if you want to be a part of this, are these tickets that people can go and buy?
You know,
I believe
I'm not sure about that.
The Norse is a good-sized theater. We just saw Monster Brani there.
People, you guys,
1,600 maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good-sized theater. It's a beautiful theater, too, actually.
I'll find out for sure about that, though.
Well, you can win some right now. So call us, 800-400-3697, and you will be sitting there and watching the new Michael Franti movie, Stay Human, and seeing the acoustic performance. Be there for the Q&A. He'll probably stay for 6 hours afterward and personally shake everyone's hand there.
Right.
That's just who he is. So call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website.
It means a lot.
Please, God.
Please, God. Go to RadioAlice.com and just clickety, click, click, click. Clickety, clackety, click, click, click.
Let's play a game.
Oh, my God. It's time to play a game. Yay. So $5 if I win, right?
I believe that's how the game is played, yes.
Okay.
Or I could do some, like, work around the building for you if you'd prefer that.
Community service.
I'm used to paying off my debts that way.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll just add $5 to your tally.
Oh, come on.
If I win.
Anyway, here's the question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who was the first person to show their belly button on TV?
Oh. I feel like this is one I've heard. I will say it's...
Oh, God.
I want to say one thing, but then...
I know. I was actually... This is not the answer. I was actually thinking Marianne from Gilligan's Island, but then...
Oh.
Because she had the short top. I
was thinking... My first thought is Barbara Eden. But then...
I think they said she couldn't show it.
Well, see, I knew there was something about that. And then I thought, is it one of those beach movies?
I was thinking maybe Ellie Mae.
Oh, Ellie Mae.
No, I think they wore like those high-waisted things.
Is it a black and white?
What is it in the 70s or is it in the 60s?
Film? Or TV show, whatever?
Yeah.
No hints for you.
No hints. First person to show their belt. Like, how long ago could this have been? I'm gonna go.
Do you want me to give you the date?
Yes.
I'll give you the date.
All right.
Okay.
1975.
Oh, I thought
1975, they hadn't shown a belly button up until that point.
Who is the first person to show their belly button on TV? It happened in 1975.
A person, so it's a man.
Well, I'm never going to get this.
It's a man!
He might not be a man. He might just be yanking us right now. I'll say Marsha Bree. I don't know.
That did cross my mind.
Okay, I don't know.
Tell
I'm
us.
Not going to.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. I'm not going to get $5.
It's Cher.
Oh,
Cher.
Was the first
person to show their belly button on TV in 1975.
Incredible.
Wow. Winner!
Well, you don't win anything.
Well, I kind of won.
Well, you didn't go $5 further into debt to me.
Right. Go Cher.
I can't believe that in the 70s it was a thing to show your belly button.
It was.
Yeah.
Wasn't Lucy the first person to be seen pregnant on TV? Or
yeah.
Like maybe
I
the
bet
Bra-
she was
the Brady's
smoking too.
probably drinking. Yeah. They have their Friday night cocktails, and I think the Brady Bunch were the first couple to be sharing a double bed. They would always show them in separate beds.
Hey, this I have to mention, right. And I'll probably mention it again because it's important. The so-called Grand Central of the West, the Transbay Terminal, it was closed last night and evacuated as they discovered a crack in a support beam. Yes, the $2.2 billion transit terminal that just opened last month.
After 1,000 years of construction.
Apparently, they had structural engineers working at the building last night and today, hopefully, to figure out whether it's going to be safe for people to return. But until they do, traffic here in San Francisco is going to be a nightmare. Dreamforce is happening, which is a big...
It was already going to be a nightmare. The timing is absolutely horrendous.
It's a huge event here in town, yearly or bi-yearly. I don't know if they do it twice a year or once, but it's a huge event. In fact, Hooman is taking your husband and your brother to Metallica tonight, which is part of this event,
the whole
celebration,
right.
Whatever you want to call it.
Are you all excited about that, Hooman? Your big night tonight?
Well, you know, I like to help people out and introduce them. So.
You are amazing.
You don't like Metallica?
I do.
I don't think he's going to Metallica. Aren't you going to the
pre-party? I'm just going to go to the VIP party. Probably bounce.
Oh.
VIP party.
You don't want to see Metallica?
God, they're so
good. I do, but tomorrow, a humongous movie review.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Well rested for that.
Sure.
Are you guys grabbing dinner first?
No. We'll just...
What time are they meeting you?
6:30.
All right.
Right when it opens.
Great.
It's good fun. All right. Hey, I wanted to update you on the A's as they lost yesterday, which sets them back in their hope to host the wild card game. There's only a few games left in the season, but the A's are in. They're going to get to play for the for a chance to move on in the postseason. Go A's. Okay. Someone wrote in and said, Vinny, you're wearing the wrong hat. I don't have any A's hats, but I absolutely will cheer them on.
Send some A's hats.
I'll support them.
We all will. Send us the stuff.
And I actually can say, I mean this, I promise, I watch A's games. I've watched them play this season multiple times. Anything to get that darn HGTV off my TV. I mean, I will put on anything. And I love the A's. I love baseball.
Don't you like seeing, projects come to the completion?
No, absolutely
and seeing
not.
The big reveal.
Mm-mm.
God, I love HGTV. It's like magic.
No. Get it out.
So I wish I could do it. Every project I just want to wave the wand and have the big reveal and be done with it.
And don't you think JoJo's just had it with that chip? I mean, come on. That guy. Such a pain in the butt.
Aren't they having another kid?
Are they? I don't know. She seems about ready to just throw him out with the garbage.
No, they're in love, Vinny.
Are they?
They're so great together. He does the construction and she does the design.
Well, isn't that you and John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Works
That's
perfectly.
Why you love it so much. Look, honey, it's us.
Look what we did.
Dunkin' Donuts just made a mistake.
Oh,
I mean,
what'd they
do? I shouldn't say that.
They made
it's
a
not
mistake?
Up to me, but they've decided to drop donuts from their name.
What?
Dunkin' Donuts, the name that people have known forever.
They should just change their name to Dunkies. I've never really even heard it called anything else. Dunkies. You going Dunkies?
Mm.
They're just going to be called Dunkin' from now on.
Well. Is this just a PR thing like that IHOP?
Oh. No, this looks like them admitting they don't make much money from donuts anymore. They mostly make it from their coffee.
Oh.
So they're like, well.
Yeah, that's all I ever get.
We'll keep serving donuts. Mm. It's fine, but we're a coffee house.
Yes.
So.
Well, that's fine. Drop the name. I mean, these days, you know, donut is like a bad, it's like a dirty word.
I know.
You know? Oh, you're having a donut?
Was it Domino's that dropped their pizza? It was just Domino's. It's now just Domino's. It's not Domino's Pizza because they do so many other things now.
Oh.
Oh. I didn't even notice that they did that. I guess they didn't do a press release. Just call it Dunkies.
That's weird. I haven't ordered a Domino's since college, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I had Domino's.
All right.
Is it any good?
I don't prefer it.
Okay.
We're Mountain Mike's guys around here, aren't
we? Right. Or Toto's. I really enjoy
it. You like Pachi's?
I'm a Pachi's guy.
I don't like Pachi's.
I'm a Stefano's guy.
Oh, by your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stefano's?
Ding, ding, shame.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Solar-powered pizza.
God. Vinny.
All their power comes from their solar energy.
Mm. Oh, really? Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. It happened at the Transbay Terminal, just like the Bay Bridge. When you use cheap Chinese steel instead of U.S. steel, you get cracks, says 559. What do you know about it, 559?
Oh, maybe they're in the steel industry.
Maybe. Mm. I don't know anything about that. The Transit Center is karma for Salesforce laughing at the Millennium Tower for sinking.
I know. I actually was thinking it's the Millennium Tower undermining that whole area. But that's just my theory. Run with that, Salesforce. That sucks, though. It's terrible. It's an absolute nightmare. Like, that thing has been a nightmare for years, and now it's closed. And right when they're doing Dreamforce, I'm sure that was one of the centerpieces of their whole thing, the big park on top.
And all these projects are lined up one after another, too. They're already building more stuff around there, so it's not like these crews are, you know, going to,
We'll drop this.
Let's knock off and take a week of vacation. They're just moving right down the street to the next thing. Good grief.
Charlie Brown.
I'm a high school teacher. Mrs. Moore only.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
No FB until they graduate. I'm with Mrs. T. Zero for that grade.
No credit.
Figs are ready now, guys, 707 says. I'm seeing posts from friends that are making fig jam and others giving away figs on Nextdoor a lot. Oh. So the figs should be ready.
Do you guys want some figs?
I do.
My figs are still too hard. They usually feel kind of soft when they're ready. Like I pulled off a soft one and it wasn't quite there. Yeah, I'll bring you some figs.
Do you ever have fig jam? It's killer.
I assume that it would be. I actually love figs. I think they're great. Love me a Fig Newton.
Yeah. 9-1.
I assume the jam is just like the filling of that.
Yeah, it's so good. Mm. 916 says, on the same note as the teacher getting fired, did you see the story about the Michigan mother who was arrested for taking her 15-year-old daughter's phone away?
Yeah, we did that yesterday.
ANN broke it.
Oh, the Alice News Network.
We broke it right here.
The ANN.
Right.
Ann and Alice.
ANN. Mm. The Alice News Network. Nice. We broke it. Right here. This news desk. Told you that story.
The Radio Alice Report.
It's the RAR. It's not the N.
God damn it, Sarah.
It's the RAR. RAR.
It's the ANN.
We broke it on RAR.
No.
The Radio Alice Report. RAR.
They're two different.
We don't call it the Alice News Network. It's never been called that.
The network is called that.
Who else is in the network?
Lots of people.
Who?
Stan is an honorary reporter here.
He's on the CBS radio network. You're your own thing. RAR.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? I can't talk to you anymore about this.
Tell you about RAR.
I can go to the bathroom and talk to Stan for a little while.
First of all, Bryn had an exciting night last night, so we're going to talk about that. He's got a little story to tell us. And I have, who's making all the money on TV?
Is it Cameron? Is she okay?
Oh, she is fantastic.
Oh, good.
She's so lovely.
It was when he had her being babysat that his story happened.
Okay.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.